In the beginning, there was a creation of a small plastic case. In this case, there was an item called a DVD. When the DVD was placed inside the machine, the first movie was being watched. This allowed the Extra Features podcast to begin.
To a special episode of Extra Features. This is episode number 182. And we're here discussing summer movies.
We don't do numbers on these, Kevin. We just put them as specials.
Oh, okay. I thought this was this is number 182. It's an episode.
Okay, I'll put 182 on it then, because I never do in the past, but okay. Our third annual.
Now it's already
we've done more than 181 episodes?
We have.
Oh, God. All right. Fine. Whatever you want to do.
Good. 18 more and it's 200.
Yeah, because I like to keep the actual episodes as episodes.
So since it seems that it's just the three of us again as the regulars.
Yeah, Joe does. I don't know what he's doing.
We're going to discuss the movies that we think are going to be the top summer grossing movies. And then it's kind of like a summer contest. And at the end of it, we see who wins based on how the movies do overall.
And last year, the Movie Buff lost the result. So I still haven't gone back to listen to the show to do it.
That's all right. I won.
Yeah, you won. You can have it, sure. Well, we know Bob didn't win.
So how do we – do you want to do it in order? Like we each just announce ours or do you want
to
do –
Yeah, let's go 10 to 1 and I'll read – Bob can go first or I can go first and we just keep going in order.
All right, number 10.
I have the sheet. I'm going to keep notes this year and I'm doing the numbers. And I'll give us updates as we go.
Are we doing like number 10 and then we all say and then number 9 we all say?
Yes, correct. Absolutely.
All right, so then let's start with number 10.
Sure.
Bob, what's your selection?
It's going to be wrong, but a Rough Night.
Oh, we're Rough Night,
that's the one with the people from Ghostbusters, right?
Sure.
I thought it was a Scarlett Johansson movie.
I don't know. I just saw it.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson and Kate McKinnon.
Okay, I didn't even know who else was in it, because I saw Scarlett Johansson just skipped it.
Yeah. The accident, it's like the could be the hangover of this year.
It might be, because my wife wanted to go see it. She's talked about it, so... It may be one of those movies that, because we're men, we overlook it.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, your number 10?
My number 10 is War for the Planet of the Apes.
Wow, I have it a little higher.
I think it's less tough competition.
I agree, but people like those films. My number 10 is Captain Underpants, because I had to redo our list because I had a family emergency. We were first supposed to record this.
All right, so number 9.
What, me? War for the Planet of the Apes.
Okay. Mine is The Mummy.
Okay, Bob's got War. Kevin's got Mummy. Okay. I'm going with Baywatch. That's my number 9, because I think people are going to go see this. Because I think they need a comedy. And The Rock makes good money.
Yes, he does.
You know, he draws bank.
Yeah.
So that's my theory.
Number 8.
I took your theory and ran with it a little bit more. I picked Baywatch as number 8.
Oh, there we go.
I went with Captain Underpants.
So there we go. All our picks are showing up, except for The Mummy hasn't turned up. Number 8 for me is Transformers.
Mm.
Oh.
Because, I mean, these films always make money. Always.
I'm just blacking out on that one.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a good film, but they make money.
Number 7?
Baby Driver.
I'm looking forward to Baby Driver, but his films hasn't really performed well whenever they've...
Well, I think this one will do okay.
Well, I hope you're right. I want to see him have a hit. Like, I really do want to see him have a hit.
Who? The director?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, Scott Pilgrim bombed.
Oh, him.
The
okay.
Cornette trilogy is well-loved by people, but I don't think they've done well financially.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaun of the Dead probably has, but I don't think the other two have. I don't know. What's yours, Kev?
Mine is Dark Tower the Gunslinger.
Wow, you're putting a lot of faith in movies getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
My number seven is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Because people see these stupid films. I don't like them, but people always go as Johnny Depp.
Well, then you'll be seeing one of them that will go, because Pirates of the Caribbean is my number six.
Oh, there we go.
Yep. It is also my number six.
There we go. We all have it out the same way.
Yep.
Well, you have it as seven, though.
I have it in seven. Well, because I kind of... Seven. Number six. I have to pull one of my... What the hell am I putting six? I'm taking a gamble at number six. I'm putting the Emoji Movie in.
Oh, wow.
Because I think people are actually going to go see this pile of crap.
I don't know what it's going to be like, the Pixels movie of this year.
My daughter is so excited for the Emoji Movie. Right. It's funny. So I know it's late August, but I think it's that the people that didn't go see Cars or Captain Underpants that have girls. Uh-huh. This is the girl cartoon movie. This is just a total throw it out there film as the Emoji Movie.
Uh-huh.
Is my number six.
Okay. We're up to five now?
Five.
This is good. Yeah. Five for me, I didn't know where to put this, but I'm sticking with
it
right now.
I just screwed up my list. Never mind. Can I back that up?
Back it up.
Can I put the Mummy there? Because that's what's supposed to be there.
At number what? Six?
Yeah, six is supposed to be the Mummy for me, not Emoji. Right. Whoopsie.
Whoopsie.
See, when we started, I started changing things. I apologize. The Mummy is six.
Okay.
So I totally apologize. The Emoji Movie is a dark horse for me. Wrong thing. I was moving things because I had to take out Alien Covenant, which is supposed to be six.
Five for me moved. This is about the third move for me. Despicable Me 3. Because the other two have done well. The Minions
have done
well.
My kids love these films.
Uh-huh.
Like, absolutely love them. They're bugging me already to go see it. I avoided Minions somehow. Didn't have to see Minions, but I don't think I'm going to have to see Despicable Me.
For me, number five is Dunkirk.
I'm going to see Dunkirk with a bunch of people on the first night it opens.
I think it's going to be a big one. I don't think it'll be the adult movie that everybody goes to see.
For me, my number five is Cars.
Wow.
Because there's no way this film can't make money.
Cars 2 bombed it, didn't it?
No, I saw Cars 3 in theaters, and it was pretty busy. I think Cars 3 is going to do well.
Alright.
It's Pixar. Parents go see Pixar. I have two kids.
Yes.
But lucky they're not into Cars, so I'm okay on this one.
Yes.
But I'm guaranteeing all the boys will see Cars.
Alright.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the trailers for it. No.
Alright, so number four.
I am going on a limb and saying Amityville Horror.
Wow. Yikes. Really? Well, it's the only really Amityville
Horror. No, I don't think so.
I've never seen an Amityville movie. Any of the
I
have.
I saw the original Amityville Horror back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I was scared out of my skin.
Kevin, four?
My number four is Despicable Me 3.
Ooh, a little low, I would say. But okay.
Well, mine was a little low. It was number five.
Well, we know what Kevin's number one is, Spider-Man. I can tell you.
No, right, no, now. Not yet. You don't know what my number one is.
Okay, my number, where are we at? Number four?
Four.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Wow, you went way high on this.
I think this movie is going to go nuts, because I think people have seen the first one, the second one's made money, and they're going to go all out on this one.
I don't think the second one wasn't that big of a hit.
I have a feeling it will be, this one.
Or the same.
I'm saying this is going to be the breakthrough.
All right, number three.
Spider-Man Homecoming. I have a feeling I'll be wrong, but what have I not been wrong?
For me, my opinion, it's going to be Wonder Woman. A movie nobody's brought up yet.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you, Kevin. My number three pick is also Wonder Woman.
Yep. I think that looks good. Vance reviews are good.
Phenomenal on it. I asked my daughter, did she want to see it, and she turned that one down.
Yeah.
Because she likes, really, she's hitting that age that everything has to be female-oriented. Uh-huh. In a movie, like, she'll watch a movie if it's female-oriented, even though she went to see Diary of a Wimpy Kid today.
I mean, I think that the Superman-Batman crowd will go out for this, and this, they want a hit. They want a good DC hero movie, and I think that this will be it.
I agree. I agree with you.
Question. Is Diary of a Wimpy Kid's on now?
Open today, this weekend.
So, give me the pen.
You can't have it.
I've got to change it.
Oh, he's got to take it off his card.
For crying out loud. Apes movie.
Okay, we got to wait for Bob's number two when he has a moment.
All right. Number two is The Mummy.
Mummy's number 10 for me. So either one of us is going to be totally right or totally wrong.
That was number 9 for me. My number 2 is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man. Kevin, you've been reading my list? Have Spider-Man.
It's a good, solid movie. I think of interest to Marvel fans. It'll bring in good box office. But there are, you know, kids' movies rule in summer.
I agree.
So, and then we're gonna be split on the number one because you've already called. We're reversing our positions essentially.
Yes, because you don't already know mine, man, because you haven't heard me say it yet.
Right, and you can say what mine is too, because I haven't said it. Correct. Bob, what's your number one?
Wonder Woman.
I don't think it'll be number one.
It's all right.
Well, I have a feeling that you're right. I have a feeling that it's either going to be between the three. My top three is going to flip. So,
but I'm going to go with Cars 3 as number one.
Wow, and I put Cars 3 low on mine.
It's either Cars 3 or Despicable Me 3, and I think that. I mean, everybody loves Despicable Me 3 and the Minions.
Yep.
But Pixar movies bring in the little kids, the little ones.
They do. So you know what my number one pick is for sure now?
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me 3. Because my kids are like, God, this ain't Despicable Me. You gotta take me.
But you know what it is about Cars 3 is it's the return of Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
But he was in 2.
Cars 2 was more about...
Mater.
Like secret agents and stuff like that?
Horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen them all, so.
So I'm not excited about Cars 3. I will not go and pay to see it.
I won't either. It's the first Pixar movie I will not have seen in theaters.
But I'm pretty sure that families and kids will be out to see it first day.
Well, that's the thing. The kids' movies, dad has to go. And usually dad goes, mom goes. And 2 kids. 3 right. kids. And they bring the neighborhood kids.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when I'm seeing Smurfs or I'm seeing Despicable Me or I'm seeing Toy Story, I have 4 kids with me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 4 more. There's an extra ticket. There's 5 tickets. Because no kid wants to be the kid that hasn't seen it.
So why don't we do some wild cards?
Okay. Bob? You want to go 3, 2, 1? Doesn't matter what order.
So we're only getting 3 wild cards, right?
You are. You already know one of mine because I read the wrong thing.
That you haven't mentioned in your list that you think will be of big moneymakers.
Okay. Number 3 would be Transformers.
Yeah, that's it. You can go for it. No, that's it. Then Kevin can go.
All right. Baywatch.
Right. And then mine's Emoji.
Uh-huh.
Emoji movie. Because my daughter's so excited for this thing. She doesn't like movies. She does not like going to theater. She's very little.
Uh-huh.
She's dying to see the Emoji movie. I'm sure I'll be dying to leave halfway through it. So.
Probably.
Bob, what's your number 2?
I changed it 4 times. I'm going with Cars 3.
Really?
Originally it was going to be the Apes movie, but now I say Cars 3. Oh, actually, originally...
You're going to get a point for that.
Here's
for
the
sure.
original one. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, changed. Snatch, changed. Apes movie, changed. Cars 3,
well, I think you saved yourself on Snatched. That is just awful.
Yeah.
A Snatch would have probably made my top 10 list 2 weeks ago if we had done it correctly.
Well, my number one changed too, so.
Like, I had King Arthur on my list. I had The House I was thinking of putting on.
I would put Guardians up there high.
Well, Guardians was on my list as number 3, but we had to cancel it because of
It was totally my fault. It's a spring movie. It's anything before Memorial Day.
I know. Okay, but your number 2, Dark Horse?
My number 2 is Emoji Movie.
Oh, you did take it.
Yeah.
My number 2 is Dunkirk.
Wow. I think that's... You guys are both missing the boat on Dunkirk.
I'm going to see it in IMAX. I'm paying the $20 because it's no...
Right.
But I don't think of World War II. I mean, it's just not one of those things that does well usually.
It's a World War II movie? Well, yes. Then it's not in my
wheelhouse
then.
That's okay.
I'll be seeing it, thanks to you. But
oh, I'll be seeing Dunkirk in IMAX.
Are we finished with number 2?
We're done number 2.
Okay.
What's your number 1?
Number 1 is Everything Everything. I've read about this.
And what movie?
Everything Everything.
I know nothing about this.
I've read about it and I thought, you'll get the date movies, you'll get the women, you'll get the...
Gavin, do you know anything about this film?
It's supposed to be pretty good.
He just named a movie I've never heard of.
It's coming out.
Is that possible? A movie I didn't read.
Everything showed up on my list of looking at movies coming out this year. It is ranked high on people want to see it.
Really?
But I don't know anything about it.
Hold on. You can't have it. Just open this weekend.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You can't have it. Open this weekend, Bob.
Okay, let's change the game.
And that number got 12 million this weekend.
Oh, gosh.
So Bob cannot have Everything, Everything. That's why I haven't heard about it, because it didn't make it. Gavin, you want to give us your number 3? I'll give Bob my list. You can look at
Atomic Blonde.
Same as me. We're both equal on that.
I think that movie, it looks good. I think it has potential to be the...
Fine.
What, the random, I think it has it could be another John Wick.
That's what I'm thinking of. And I'm sure it's wrong. The reviews have been excellent on it.
Yeah.
It's already shown at South by Southwest or something. I was reading a review about it.
It plays like female James Bond.
King Arthur either.
I know. Well, this is the original list. We were supposed to do it 2 weeks ago.
All right. I change. Okay. Now I can change. This will be another change. Emoji.
Oh, Paul's picking Emoji. So, when does Memorial Day? Next weekend?
Next week. Well, it's this week coming up.
Okay. So I will keep track whenever we record. I will give you updates.
Okay.
Is that fair? And
yeah.
I'll send you guys all a copy of this week. Actually, Bob will probably send you a copy, because I'm going to write it out for him before he goes.
Woo. All right.
Okay. Thank everybody, and good luck. And we better beat Kevin this year.
I'm not going to beat Kevin this year. I know that. If going by my top 4, nope.
And Alexa said if you didn't pick the Emoji Movie, she wasn't going to speak to you again.
What a shame.
So, goodbye. Thank everybody for listening. And check out our new interview with Ian...
Something or other.
Ian Cooper, who did the...
This interview with Ian Cooper.
Tell us. It's an amazing film called The Parallax... I always get the name wrong. Parallel. It's an English film. I actually should send you the copy, Kev. I loved it. It's a new indie film. We spent an hour talking to him, and it was quite good. It'll be up probably around this episode. If you want to see it, I'll send it to you.
Okay, cool.
It's absolutely lovely. I love the film.
Okay.
Okay, I'll send you the link.
Awesome.
Okay. Goodbye. Good night.
Toodles. All right. If they make it, Simon will be watching it.
That's true.
To contact us, please email at extrafeatures@gmail.com and join us at our Facebook page.